quite a while ago now, Ruth and I were leading a home group. And in our home group, we had a lovely lady who worked for Her Majesty's Customs and Revenue. So being a slightly naughty person, when we had that reading, I said, "Oh, Helen, could you read this for us?" And she read it through, and without blinking an eye, when we got to sinners and tax collectors, she said, "Sinners and doctors." Because for those who don't know, I'm a doctor. So quite clever, really. I've entitled this sermon, Jesus at Work, because when we heard that, we really see Jesus at work. We didn't read it, but already in chapter 9, he'd healed a paralytic. Then he heals this woman with the bleeding. Then he raises a girl from death. And later on, he heals two blind people and a mute. What a busy day. And yes, along the way, he calls Matthew. Now, we must make no mistake about how profound the calling of Matthew was. The Jews who assisted the Roman occupiers collecting taxes, and they often skimmed off extra for themselves, were amongst the most reviled. And yet here we see Jesus coming up to Matthew, sitting in his tax booth, and said, "Follow me." And he did. I don't know about you, but I often feel that there's probably a much bigger backstory to this. But Matthew himself records it as seemingly a brief encounter and a calling. But what follows is that great reminder of why Jesus came. He's reprimanded for sitting down with the sinners and tax collectors. But he reminds the Pharisees that it isn't those who are well that need a doctor, but the sick. And he makes it very clear he's come not to call the righteous, but the sinners. And it's no different today. I think there are occasions when the church can miss the point. And the message to so-called sinners can be that you're not welcome in church. Only the good people come to church. Perhaps we should echo Jesus' own words and command when he says, "Go and learn what this means." But I also this morning want to consider Jesus the healer. And I'm going to ask you a question. Don't worry, you can answer it, not out loud. And hopefully a question we will explore. Does Jesus heal today? The answer for me is a most definite yes. But I want to unwrap that a little bit. You might consider it a little bit risky for the doctor to preach about healing. Possibly, but we'll see. There were a lot of sick people in Palestine during Jesus' ministry. And of course, they were not all healed. We hear about the few that were miraculously healed, but a lot were not. And if you think of this girl, and indeed Lazarus, who were both raised from the dead, they both, of course, went on to die later, if you see what I mean. Because I believe divine healing is all about timing and context. And of course, it's not just about physical healing. So when I read this account, and every time I read it, of the girl being raised, we must also remember the woman who reached out to touch his cloak. She'd been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years, most likely severe, heavy periods. And in fact, in Mark's gospel, we're told she spent all her money on doctors and was no better. In fact, she was worse. You might wonder if anything's changed on that score as well. Certainly in the great United States of America, many people spend all their money on doctors and are no better. Just a thought. But I want to share with you a little anecdote. It's a lovely lady who asked for prayer. And I also ought to point out she's more than happy for this story to be told. She had crippling pain and heavy bleeding for a number of years. I don't think it was 12, but it was a long time. As I listened to her, The doctor in me was thinking, well, hang on a minute, your family is complete. What you really need is a hysterectomy. However, as we talked and prayed, it became clear that she was absolutely terrified of doctors and the whole prospect of surgery. And for that reason, she had just gone on suffering. So we prayed for her healing, yes, but also about her fear of doctors. I think it actually helped by the fact that I was one. Very soon after that, she felt very clearly and at peace to go ahead and was referred for her hysterectomy, and she encountered that with peace and not dread, and she was healed. Was that a miracle? Well, I believe in a way it was. Illness and disease nearly always generate fear, and peace seems to fly out of the window. In fact, professionally, I would say to you that that is probably the predominant emotion in people who are unwell, is fear. Of course it is. On several occasions, and it perhaps worth saying, I always prayed with and often for those in my practice with terminal illness. And so often I've seen God coming into the fear and the pain and bringing peace. Those folk have gone on to die, but they've died surrounded by the peace of God. I looked after a lovely young man who was younger than me at the time, who'd been discharged from the hospice because he wanted to die at home. And the letter from the hospice said to me, it won't be 2 weeks. Well, 8 months later, he did die, but during those 8 months, he not only found peace, he found God. And it was a delight to me. This man, in a sense, was brought back home in so many ways, not just to be with his family, but to find the Lord. Is that healing? Yeah, I think it is. There's a huge difference when caring for the terminally ill between those who are fighting the illness and those who are accepting. Another anecdote from my professional life. We had a call, a house call, to a dear lady, and I noticed from her record she was somebody who very, very rarely came to the doctor. And the caller said, she can't get out of bed. Slightly strange. Well, on arrival, it was quite clear she was riddled with cancer. She was heavily jaundiced, thin as a rake, but smiling and at peace. She hadn't made any contact with doctors until she couldn't get out of bed. And as we chatted about her illness, it was quite clear that she was fully aware of what was going on. And it also became quite clear she had a deep, deep faith. And she was totally at peace about her impending death. She remained at peace. She died fairly quickly afterwards, but she didn't really need a great deal of pain relief. She just wanted that assurance through her faith that God was with her and that he would safely deliver her to glory. And this is where I sort of say to you as a doctor, I've got some bad news. We are all going to die. And we're all going to die of something. But I believe the dying is about timing. The Bible tells us that all our days are numbered before even one of them took place. And if an illness threatens this out of time, then I believe it is within God's power and will to intervene. However, how can we know that? Only through prayer. I'm always reminded of the advice James gives in his epistle. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. It's very much that sense of praying over them and also knowing that God's will be done. We cannot demand healing of God, but we can come before him in prayer. Again, I ask the question, do we do this? It's a clear instruction from James. I think it's a very valuable one. It's important to say, and it's been said many times, and I'll say it again, God does not cause illness. It's a consequence of a fallen world that we live in. But my goodness, he will definitely use illness for good when we allow him into it. It might be a physical healing, it may be a healing of mind and spirit, and sometimes it may be the strength to endure and possibly even thrive through the illness. Like my young man who came home to die, he thrived through his death. However, it will definitely be healing. So does God heal today as he did then? I believe he does. But we must give ourselves to him and trust him, because we cannot and must not demand healing, or indeed anything else for that matter. God is gracious and loving. That does not change. And he has a path set for each of us, which will end in our physical death. It's all about timing. And we remember, when the kingdom fully comes, there will be no more illness and there will be no more dying. Something to look forward to. Although, of course, doctors will be out of business by then. But that's okay. I often think of Jesus' physical body, which was tortured and killed in the most terrible way. And yet, he gave us that hope through his resurrection body, which was fully healed and restored. And that is how we will be when we are with him. Our physical death is really just a gateway into his eternal glory that he wants to share with us. So in summary, Jesus came to call sinners to follow him. Jesus came to heal and restore. And both of these facts are as true today as they were then. So I pray, may God bless us through our illnesses and our suffering in order to bring him the glory. Amen.